Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame.
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your name and we thank you, Father. We praise you for this technological format that we're able to use right now, even in the midst of great censorship and many other venues being taken down, interrupted, problems occurring that are unexplainable, that can really, honestly, either are demonic influences against the platform or just types of censorship that are happening out there, Father. And we just praise you that you have introduced, you know, us, at least for now, for this particular format, as it seems to be working out okay for the time being, at least. And anyway, I just wanted to give you all the praise, and I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that anything that I say tonight that is inaccurate, because, you know, if anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing yet, as they ought to know, 1 Corinthians 8:2. Father, I humbly come before you, and I pray in the name of Jesus that if the information is inaccurate, that you will cause it to just melt away into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, if it needs to touch people and it needs to awaken people, Father God, and they need to do maybe they need to do a little bit more deep dive digging on their own, whatever the case may be, we just pray in Jesus' name that you will anoint them, that you will fill them with a desire to learn more, that you will help them understand that these are indicators of being ready for our imminent departure from this earth. So many people don't understand these things. They don't understand, Father God, their holiness and righteousness. They've got to get the sin out of their lives. They don't understand. They got to read 1 Corinthians 5, Colossians 3, Galatians 5, and also really the Gospels to understand the unforgivable sin of unforgiveness, which puts a lot of Christians in hell. Father, we just pray that each one of us will seek you in fear and trembling and understand the ramifications of what could potentially end up happening to us or our loved ones if we do not awaken them, which I need extra courage for me, Father God, and I pray that you will anoint me with that courage, and also all those out there that may be struggling with how they're going to approach their families as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, anoint this program and help us to get through it, that we are able to communicate useful information that motivates people and keeps them on the edge of their holy seats. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you, Father God, forevermore. Amen. All right. Praise Jesus. So anyway, I have here before me, and I'm very excited about it. It's called Silent Invasion by Ellen Crystal, The Shocking Discoveries of a UFO Researcher. She covers things like the fact that they can shapeshift into planes, they can shapeshift into multiple different types of objects, they do this on a regular basis as an art of deceptive technology, they can flip switches to sound like a jet, flip switches to sound like a drone, flip switches whatever, to be whatever you want them to be, I guess. But anyway, Father God, so few out there understand these dynamics, and so it causes a lot of woefully inaccurate speculation on the part of virtually everyone. And then, of course, we have those who are just simply complete deniers and cannot even entertain the possibility that there might be life coming in from other parts of the universe. Father God, we just pray that you will help people to understand that when the Bible talks about Satan, Lucifer moving from flaming stone to flaming stone, it's talking about solar systems. And this is all about the cosmology of your awesome creation, Father God, the kingdom of God. For Father, we can feel the kingdom of God draweth nigh. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, so just to let you know, I'm trying to keep my eyes on the time. I got an awful lot of stuff I got to get through here, but I do want to try to get as much information as I possibly can. Now, again, there's been a group of us pushing Twitter articles, videos, things like that, back and forth at one another to help vet, because it's difficult. There's, in the comments section of almost every single post, whether it be YouTube or whether it be Twitter or whatever, you've got trolls. And these trolls, in many cases, are paid, highly paid, counterintelligence professionals that have the ability to enter trolling comments. You know, oh, that's not real. That could never happen. Nobody has a sound system in a car that plays that well, or blah, 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 blah. Anyway, you got to really watch yourself, because a lot of people like to look at the comments to try to see if they're being deceived. Unfortunately, the highest level of deception actually comes from the comments themselves, because that's where these people who are making $120,000, $130,000 a year to sit in front of a computer that puts messages into 12 cell phones, and then they can inject it into Facebook, they can inject it into Twitter, they can inject it into anyone, just unbelievable number of social media outlets, and they're doing it on purpose. They're very well paid, and they're extremely good at what they do, and this has been going on for an awfully long time. So if you happen to be nearby Langley, Virginia, and you want to drive past the CIA building, just keep your eyes open to the left and to the right, because you're going to see a lot of glass buildings, one right after the other, some four stories, some six stories, and they are absolutely jam-packed with counterintelligence personnel. That's a major play for the CIA and, in fact, the FBI as well. All right, so anyway, praise God. Let's go ahead and move into the things that we want to cover today. It's a little bit vast considering all the stuff that came in. I did finally make it, thank you, Jesus, to the end of Friday the 13th. Ugh, Friday the 13th. Oh, no, what's going to happen? Lots of claims flying around out there. I saw one today. Oh, they're going to blow up the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge and, all this kind of stuff. And I just, whenever people set dates and say it's going to happen on Saturday or whatever the case is, I just walk away. I walk away. A date set is, to me, is a death sentence. The second that somebody sets a date, you already know in advance it ain't going to happen on that day. All right, so it is fun to pump it out there. It is fun to toss it over the wall to see where it lands, just as a maybe possibility kind of thing. But on the other hand, you never know. I mean, even a blind man gets lucky and hits, the side of a barn with, a bowl of spaghetti once in a while. So anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and enter into some of the most important things. And by the way, pulling out the most important things for this particular program was not easy, because the UFO drone claims and things like that were coming up, they were surpassing everything. So just to summarize before we go into the drone stuff, which is bar none the most important part of it. As a matter of fact, it's so important that a friend of mine he's a very important person. I'm going to leave his name off the program. I don't want to, violate his prophecy or privacy. But anyway, he asked me, he said, hey, man, give me a call next week. Let's continue this conversation, because he's very, very interested in it. Godly man, godly family, and I've been very fortunate because of my experiences to be able to share things with people and get them excited as well. All right, praise Jesus. So anyway, let's just go ahead and do a very tippity-top, light touch on what's going on over in the Middle East before we go into the 2 Thessalonians 2 power signs and lying wonders dynamics that are happening right now. And that is, and again, I'm just pulling this from memory, but to the best of my recollection, yes, Gaza is still being leveled into just completely flattened, and they're murdering people. I've seen photographs of thousands of Palestinians, so skinny that they look like they came from the Holocaust out of Auschwitz, and it's just horrible. I don't really even want to talk about the things that I've seen, the things that are happening, the videos that I continue to get. I just don't want to talk about it. It's too horrible, and there's nothing that we can, you know, what we can do is we can pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, when they go to sleep at night, we just pray that your presence and the presence of an innumerable company of angels of light and love in Jesus will appear to them in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls upon men, when they slumbereth upon their bed, to save their souls from the pit and to seal their instruction. Job 33:14-15, King James, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. There have been more people probably saved, I would submit, in the last 5 years through dreams and visions, that I really don't think it's I don't think you can tally it. I don't think you can tally it. Hold on just a second. All right. Hey, Jamil, hang in there, buddy. I'll give you a call in a little bit. I'm finishing up a quick radio show. All right. So anyway, let's go ahead and continue because we have a limited time. But so Israel, of course, okay, it's all orchestrated. It's all orchestrated. The United States government is completely controlled by the Khazarian Global Satanic Crime Syndicate. Okay? That's just, it's absolute thing. Okay, and there's no denying it whatsoever. Now, all that being said, this has been going on for, well, definitely since 1948. I just saw a couple of videos about the USS Trinity. Was it the Trinity? I forget. No, wait, it might have been something else. Now I'm forgetting, which means that I've had a really heck of a week, and my brain is swirling around and around, and it's going to be really hard to stay focused tonight. But anyway, I think it was the USS Trinity. But anyway, I can go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go ahead and look at this one location where I forwarded it. I know as a fact that I forwarded it over to somebody. Here, let me go ahead and click on the link. And there it is.
The Zionist State.
Okay, so it's Candace Owens, and she is interviewing this man that was part of the...
My name is Philip Turney. I am 77 years old.
She's reading the letter.
On June 8th, 1967, I was just 20 years old, when the gallant crew of the USS Liberty was savagely attacked. Our American flag was proudly flying on our ship in the Mediterranean Sea that day. The designation AGTR-5 was clearly painted on the bow, port, and starboard sides. USS Liberty was written in English on her stern. When we arrived on June 7th, we were overflown by Israeli reconnaissance aircraft, and the same activity was repeated on the morning of June 8th. We were positively identified as American and friendly by the IDF. We had requested a destroyer escort long before we entered the Mediterranean, but we were denied twice. Our captain assured us that we were clearly marked as American and we therefore had nothing to fear. We were alone, 12 and a half miles off the coast of the Sinai Peninsula, always in international waters. The Israeli reconnaissance aircraft were clearly marked with the Star of David. We therefore felt secure, seeing
Star
a flying
of
box
Molech.
By other smaller recon propeller aircraft taking good care of us.
There is no such thing as a Star of
the
David.
Attack began at 2 o'clock on a beautiful, bright, sunny day by French-made Mirage and Mystère jets painted black with no markings. We had no clue who was attacking us but assumed it was an Arab state. During the first pass-by, the jets took out all but one of our transmitting antennas.
Okay. Now, basically, if you go to YouTube.com and you type in Candace Owens, a personal announcement, notice that she intentionally left the title of it ambiguous because she's already being ousted from Australia, New Zealand, and got kicked. The list is huge. But that testimony of the man who was actually on board the USS Liberty was, the testimony is horrible. They even saw at the very end, after they saw Israeli ships heading directly at them, and they saw the what he called the Star of David. And then even at the end, he was like, I petition President Trump to please make right what is wrong and everything. And I'm like, bro, I love you as a fellow United States Navy person, but I got to tell you, asking for Donald Trump for help for anything having to do with Israel is a dead end. Don't get me going on Jared Kushner. Don't get me going on the fact that he's a reptilian. Don't get me going on all the other evil things that are going on and that he's a high-level ranking Scottish Rite person and all these other creepy things. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm sick of it. All right, so praise God. But I did want to enter in with that and just let you know that it's out there. If you want to listen to more information, they napalmed the ship. They tried as hard as they could to sink it. And even Lyndon B. Johnson told the admirals that, because they were screaming for help over the radio, the IDF was unable to sink the ship, which really frustrated them because that was their goal. Their goal was to treat it as a Gulf of Tonkin incident, sink the Liberty, and then blame it on the Arabs. And then that would jettison the United States of America into World War III back during the Six-Day War. That was the purpose of doing that. And even Lyndon B. Johnson, who's a sick, evil, twisted, and I will never utter a word of prayer for somebody as evil and dark as that. So anyway, he ended up where he ended up. God be the judge. We are beings of light and love, and we do not allow ourselves to get sucked into the evil of this world. We just pray. We pray for the lost. We pray for ourselves. Physician, heal thyself. And we pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Alrighty, so the things that are happening over right now, the greater Israel is the goal of the Khazarian mafia, that's what's taking place over there. There's no doubt about it. We all know. We know that the United States was deeply involved, extremely deeply involved with the attack on Syria, coordination with Erdogan out of Turkey, the creation of this HDC group, which is basically ISIS version number two, many of their leaders, or at least a handful of their leaders, have come forward and said, we would never attack Israel, which, well, of course, because they were the ones who hired you to do it in the first place. Anyway, so long story short, the United States owned and blackmailed. Congress is once again doing the bidding of the darkness, the synagogue of Satan. All right, so I'm done with that stuff. And yes, we do pray for it. The more satanically possessed somebody is, the more we ought to pray for them. For real. Okay, I will say over and over and over and over and over again, bar none, the very best witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ that will lead more people to the Jesus than probably anybody else, any preacher, any pastor, anybody, are Satanists. Satanists, imagine that. So we always need to be lifting them up. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And please, Father, part the heavens like the Spirit, like the Red Sea, for safe passage for heaven's angels, heaven's resources, and heaven's power to move freely upon the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the demons of darkness, strong men, come out of those people now. Demons of darkness, come forth. I decree hundreds of trillions of legions of warrior angels to descend upon you to strike you deaf, blind, and numb, place you under arrest, and cast you into the pit. And I plead the blood of Jesus to seal the pit, for only the Lamb of God can break the seals. You go through those prayers. You pray, Father, anoint them with the holy fire, surround them with the holy fire, a thorny hedge of protection, and a whirlwind of the Holy Spirit, so that nothing unclean can re-enter the clean-swept house. And then you pray, Father, pour out your crystal river, the living water, your abundant grace into their heart to fertilize the soil therein, that they may receive the seeds of these prayers. These prayers will bear fruit, and the fruit will remain. John 15:16. And then pray for an innumerable company of angels of light and love in the presence of Jesus to come upon them in dreams and visions of the night. I believe that more people in impossible to reach parts of the world in the last 5 years, indeed, I believe it's in the millions, have been saved by these very prayers, because these are places in the world that missionaries cannot reach, but the angels of the Lord can visit them in their dreams and visions. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what we're here to do. Pray for the lost now while we still have time, and pray for yourself. Physician, heal thyself. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Alrighty then. So, I've probably mentioned on the prior show, but I don't remember, that the Baba Vanga, which is this blind prophet lady or whatever, had predicted that after Syria falls, the entire world will be launched very rapidly into World War III. Okay, so we got that dangling out there. Also, I wanted to point out to you, in case you didn't know, and I want to pull up the, just a second. Oh, there it is. Whoop, there it is. It reminds me of Elf when he's down in the mailroom. Whoop, there it is. All right, so anyway, hold on a second. Here it is. All right, so get this. So I think a lot of people miss these things. So when you look at Isaiah, so one of the reasons why I deeply favor the New King James Version of the Bible is because it's basically the King James on steroids. And it is so much more accurate than the King James. It's unreal. And people that don't use the New King James are going to miss things. A lot of things, believe me. I've had conversations with them, if you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, what's interesting is if you open up the New King James Bible to Isaiah 17, you know what the subtitle is? I love their subtitles. I adore their subtitles. It's the subtitle of Isaiah 17 is, get this, Proclamation Against Syria and Israel. Well, how about that? It goes on, the burden against Damascus. Behold, Damascus will cease from being a city and it will become a ruinous heap. The cities from Aor are forsaken. They will be for flocks, which will lie down and no one will make them afraid. The fortress will also cease to from Ephraim, the kingdom of Damascus and the remnant of Syria. They will be as the glory to the children of Israel, says the Lord of hosts. Stop. Now it shifts gears. Notice it says they will be as glory. Doesn't say the glory. Says as glory. Verse 4 then goes on to say, in that day it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob will wane. That means greatly diminish. Jacob Israel. Jacob Israel. Get it? That's the real Israel. It'll go away. The glory will diminish. And the fatness of the flesh will grow lean. You can go and read the rest of it yourself. I don't want to spend too much time on this because, I'm like anybody else. I can fall into a rabbit hole faster than you can say Ichabod Crane. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I pumped out, you know, in the midst of all of the UFO clamor, and again, let me finish my point. So the greater Israel is now being created. It includes Lebanon. It includes Gaza. And, oh, by the way, it includes the complete leveling, destruction, and mass murder of all those who reside in those countries. Just being as clear can be. Okay, that includes Iran, Syria, Iraq, the northern half of Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, and Gaza. They intend to level it. I have videos. They actually have a viewing platform where they bus people in from, you know, downtown, wherever, Israel, and they all stand there with their binoculars and drinking coffee or whatever, and they watch the leveling of Gaza. They watch the people starving to death. They cheer it on. So anyway, that I'm going to leave that subject alone. I don't like that subject. I hate that subject from the bottom of my heart. God will judge. God will judge. We don't really have any time to judge. We are not from here. We are not staying here. We were not originally from the earth in the first place. Okay. And, oh my goodness. If I could take the time, but I can't. I can see the time is running out on me. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and move on, but I do have a collection I would like to read to you at some point of the, of a big, gigantic list of scriptures that all support the fact that Jesus knew us before we came to the earth. All right, enough said. All right, so I published an article because in the barrage of, they're a drone. No, they're this. No, they're this. And then you got this, like, I don't know, he must be a shape-shifting reptilian, some kind of a, I don't know, supposedly a congressman. I don't know what this entity was. I don't care what this entity was. I suspect it is a reptilian. He's coming out and saying ridiculous poppycock, such as, well, there's an Iranian drone. I got it from an insider intelligence, you see. I'm so smart and well-connected. He's so smart and well-connected that he's seeing that Iran has some kind of a mothership, and they're launching these drones all over the New Jersey area. But Iran has access to all the satellite systems of Russia. They have reconnaissance flights that are constantly way up high and all that kind of stuff. What in the world would they need to do that for? The very implication that that could be true borderlines on some kind of deep form of mental retardation. Now, you might say, Johnny, you shouldn't say that. That's kind of a mean thing to say. My brother Kirky died from severe mental retardation. Okay? This is not a unfeeling, unheartfelt comparison. This is, I know what it's like. I knew what Kirky went through. I was a big part, it was a big part of my life when I grew up. And anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay, I don't, you know, but anyway, let's move on. So in the barrage of information, oh, they're drones, oh, they're this, oh, they're that, oh my gosh, it's just this, that, and the other thing. People are coming out and going, we're afraid, and they're calling their local police departments. 911 is ringing off the hook all night long, particularly in the New Jersey area and around about New York, because that seems to be where the largest concentration are. But I will tell you, as I tell you all the time, that I validate information by checking multiple sources. I can tell you that they have these vehicles, spaceships occurring in Ontario, in entire fleets in China, all over humongous fleets in California, all over Florida, Texas. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on. So anybody that's saying that this is localized to New Jersey only, put your hands over your ears and go, la, 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 la. Please. Watch out for the comments, folks. Those are being put there by well-paid people. Disgust me. All right, praise God and thank you, Jesus. 27 minutes after the hour. Got about 30 minutes to cover some of the rest of this stuff, and I'm going to try. All right, I'll probably miss a bunch of things, but maybe I can come back again and do it more. Maybe I'll come back on tomorrow. Who knows? I'm so glad that the 13th is over, and I got everything done. Thank you, Jesus. And they're ready to throw me into another hot, fiery, seriously stressful one starting Monday morning. They can't wait. I think they're trying to kill me. I think they're secretly thinking, you know, if we keep on stressing him out and keep his blood pressure at 167 over 120, he'll just stroke out on us and it'll be all good. And then we can hire three people for whatever. But anyway, so I pumped out an article entitled, "These, quote, drones are alien ships, part of the fallen angelic beings." Okay, that's the title of the article, but it is jam-packed, overflowing. So if you were one of the people that got a notification of the article early, and you went and looked at it, and you said, oh, that's really interesting, oh, that's really interesting, oh, that's really interesting, guess what? I added like four more videos to it, so you need to go back. Excuse me. So, I'm just going to let you know about this one. I captured it and saved it, and I uploaded it to the server, so it's there forever. And even if the link goes away, it'll still be there. But if you play it, it turns out that the video was captured on a Ring doorbell. And it turns out that there several of these spaceships, fallen angelic spaceships, are flying past the house of the individual with the Ring doorbell video running. All right, and this, all you're just going to hear is a couple of swishing sounds, but if you go to that webpage at tribulationnow.com, and again, it's entitled, "These drones are alien ships, part of the fallen angelic beings," in brackets. All right, you need to go to that page, and you need to take a serious look at all the information on that page, because it is absolute together. Comprehensively placed on a single page, it is mind-bending. Like Jonathan Cleck used to say, I gotta scrape my chin off the floor with a spatula. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and take a listen to this. It's the best we can do, but nothing is stopping you from going to tribulationnow.com and looking at it yourself, which I highly recommend. All right, like, do it right now. Hurry up. Okay, anyway, you know, okay. Please. Okay, never mind. All right, here we go. So here's this video. It's very short. They're flying by now. So three of them went by really fast on the Ring doorbell video, and it's very, very telling. Now, why is it so telling? Because, lo and behold, in 1983, there was a movie called Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Okay, that movie was one of the most spectacular movies. That movie got Richard Dreyfuss his role in Jaws. Okay, it really launched his career, unbelievably so. He had a lot of other movies too, but his really big ones are Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Jaws. Now then, I queued up that video to the 7 minute and 30 second mark so that you could play it, because when you play it, what you're going to see is the same doggone spaceships that are all over the place, above New Jersey, that everybody's like pointing the finger. Oh, they're Iran. It's coming from Iranian motherships. Well, we have no idea. What do you mean you have no idea? You're in the Pentagon. Don't tell me you don't know what these things are. This is a matter of national security. We have no idea what they are. Senator, I'm sorry, but we don't have any idea what they are. And then they come out and the White House says, no, they are not coming from some kind of a mothership. Then they come out with mainstream media reports that say, oh, these are authorized drones and there are men driving them. That's what they have stooped to. That's the level of stupidity. So anybody out there that, doesn't have, the second half of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich for the picnic, is going to be buying it. People are in denial. They don't want to hear anything about aliens. Alex Jones doesn't buy the aliens. All of his people doesn't buy the aliens. Even Stephen Greer, which is a shape-shifting reptilian, let me tell you something. He's been on some of the bigger UFO spaceships. I bought his book and I started reading it. I was like, aha! But he thinks they're all part of the Friends and Family plan. He's part of the New Agers. Friends and Family, we can have free energy for everybody. That's what Stephen Greer does. He doesn't want anybody to know about the bad guys. So he's out there telling everybody all over the place that this is part of Project Bluebeam. And I'm like, you are full of bunk. See, here's the thing. Project Bluebeam, even if it were real, which it isn't, okay, and I don't care who has it on their website, they're wrong. I'm sorry, maybe I should make myself better clear. This is the sound that should enter into your head if you see somebody saying it's Project Bluebeam. But after you think about it a while, then you might hear this sound. You see where I'm heading with this? I hope so. Project Bluebeam is based on this notion that the chemtrails are full of barium and strontium and aluminum particles, and they can use high field of view satellites with laser coordinated, essentially light shows to create images in the sky, like Jesus appearing in the sky and all that kind of stuff. Sort of like in the movie, the ABC miniseries V. Now it's just called V for Visitors, and you can find it, I think, on Netflix still. But anyway, it's out there, and if it isn't, it's on Freevee by now or whatever. Okay, praise God. So when you listen to the, when you watch the Close Encounters of the Third Time, this is the scene where Richard Dreyfuss had just been visited by one of these spaceships. It flew up over the, he was being called out. It was some kind of an electrical contractor. They were having outages in the town by the kilometers, square kilometers, and it was, and he was going out to fix or help fix the problem. Well, on his way out, one of the spaceships hovered above his truck, flipped on that ever so popular white light, and then all these mailboxes start shaking around, and it's freaking him out, and he looks out the window, and he's totally wigged, and his radio is like going and changing all over the place, and of course that gets his juices flowing, so he starts falling after him. He hears some sort of a report on his radio that these things are heading for the corner of 5th and 75th, and so he's like, he wants to follow him, so he goes that over there, and when he arrives, he almost hits this little kid that's going, they're here, there. He's running around, his mom's chasing after him, the little kid's in the middle of the street, and Richard almost hits him. But he gets out and he says, lady, are you okay? And then they're standing there with a whole bunch of other people that were also waiting for the spaceships. Waiting for the spaceships. You're going to have to look at it yourself, but I will play the clip. They're all standing up looking. They know they're coming. They can hear the rumble. Richard's turning around going, what the? One just flew over them. There goes another. Oh, it looks a lot like those drones. Oops, they're not drones. Dang it. They're pretty, the little kid says. There they go down the street. Oh, there's an orb. Oh, no. Here come the police. They're determined. We're going to catch them. I think they pulled this to scene somewhere from New Jersey. But anyway, all of the reports in New Jersey are absolutely all over the road. 911 calls flooding, people in fear. They're trying to make up stories to get the people out of fear. They're tired of the 911 system being completely jammed. They're saying all kinds of absolutely ridiculous poppycock, bovine feces, and jackanapes information. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's move on. Now, remember, what's interesting about all these spaceships that showed up in the beginning of Close Encounters of the Third Kind was that the culmination of the movie occurred at a place called, get this, Devil's Tower. Now, never mind that in the beginning of the movie, they're all standing in a scientific room with teletype machines going off, and the teletype machine is going, well, when you take the numbers that were being typed on that teletype machine and you plug them into Google Earth, it takes you to 20 miles away from where they broke down or broke the ground for the Denver airport, which has runways in the shape of a swastika. And you might say, well, why in the world would they make the runways in the shape of a swastika? Because it's identification, friend or foe. These fallen angelic beings are arriving here on account of the Nibiru, which is also known as the Black Sun. Okay, so if you're not aware of the Black Sun, hold on just a second and I'll see if I can pull it up. I don't know if I can. There was just a patch added to Audacity, so it might let me. I'm watching my time, 37 minutes in. I don't have much more time to finish. All right, let me see. Show notes, the radio shows. And I'll say Black Sun. Enter. All right. I'm watching. See if it comes up. Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, there it is. All right. Let's go see if we can go ahead and play this. All right. Here we go.
Black Sun.
Right on.
I pray in the name of Jesus that you have a clue what's going on out there. I hope that you understand that the signs in the sun and the moon and the stars are associated with the approach of Planet X.
Black Sun.
Right on.
It's on a 3,600 year orbit. It's an elliptical orbit. We're in a binary star system.
Black Sun.
Right on.
There's a reason why the Nazi swastika is a black sun.
Black Sun.
Right on.
I know nothing.
Okay, the thing does not light up. It is a brown dwarf. It is dark. It cannot be seen without infrared. That's why it's called a
black sun.
Right on.
So don't get confused.
What is going on here?
It's causing all kinds of hell right now on Earth.
Weather, signs,
wonders.
Black sun.
Right on.
Anytime you're having second thoughts and you're, you know, having a flashback to the 60s.
Black Sun.
Right on.
And whistling California Dreamin'.
Stopped into a church.
Black Sun.
Right on.
And just kind of wearing your moo-moo and spinning around in your front yard amongst the tulips, saying, wow, what a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Praise God.
Black Sun.
Right on.
Peace and safety, and then sudden destruction.
Every soul that I win will be a soul that he loses.
Wow, talk about a blast from the past. That takes us all the way back to probably 2012. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So I wanted to have a little bit of fun because we need to have a little bit of fun. There's so much creepy crawly stuff going on, and it's just unbelievable. But anyway, Israel's going to go ahead and take over all those lands. It's already in the writing. Trump is assisting. He will assist if he makes it into the presidency. They are saying that they're going to arrest Obama. And I say baloney. Not only bovine feces, but squishy, hot, steaming bovine fishy feces. Okay, he is, in my opinion, and I will be dogmatic about this until the day I die, and I don't care, even if there is, heaven forbid, 4 years of Trump, which won't get us in any better of a situation, believe me. He's still coming back, one way or the other. He is the Antichrist. They're not going to put him in jail. They're not going to send him to Guantanamo, any of that kind of ridiculous weirdness. Forget it. It's not going to happen. They're not going to arrest the Clintons. They're not going to put a 9 or 12 foot tall Draco reptilian with wings and horns inside of a cell. You know, Hillary Clinton from the Rodham family. Come on, please. No way. Something big is on the horizon. Something real big. What if something huge happens on Christmas? Whew, spooky stuff. All right, so then a New Jersey official comes live, and he says this. This is interesting. Let's listen. I got to rewind it first. Oh, come on, please just rewind. Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, here we go.
The best detection equipment in the nation, I am told. We have by far the most robust equipment, is what the state police told us. The detection equipment is up, but not detecting. These are 6 foot drones that are somehow evading our detection. They are not being detected. Here's some unknowns. They were very transparent today. So some of the unknowns, the state police says unknowns. We have no idea where they're taking off from. No idea. We have no idea where they're landing. No idea at all. We have no idea who is behind them, because as I mentioned, they are not.
They're landing on motherships.
We have no idea the drone types, as I mentioned before. That they stay up about 6 to 7 hours, and if you're a drone operator, you probably know that that's a very, very long time. We know that we've gotten close, but when we do get close, the lights have gone dark and they have left the area.
Wow.
And we do know that they are flying, as I've repeatedly said, they are flying over critical infrastructure like reservoirs, Picatinny Arsenal, Trump Bedminster, and our nuclear power plants.
Well. And then I have this like video of this lady. There are multiple. I don't even know how many. Probably 3 dozen, 4 dozen reports of people taking their own drones. A lot of people have some really good ones. The $3,000 jobbies, which would be really cool to have one of those. But anyway, and they're flying them up right toward these objects, these spaceships. And then guess what? They stop working. The power goes off. Hey, just like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Like the power went off in hundreds of city blocks, I suppose. The whole town went dark. Why is that? And then there's this woman who's standing outside in her backyard, and she's got her son who's really big into drones. They've got 2 drones, full batteries, and they're like, man, something weird is going on here. We got those daggone things up in the sky right above us, and we can't even get the propellers to turn on these things. They're fully charged. They won't work at all. Is it true that, like, nobody, hardly anybody on the Earth understands alien spacecraft at all? Well, I know that some people do. The people that work at S4, the Bob Lazars of the world, the list is big, but most of them are, above top secret, and they don't say anything for really good reasons. Dulce Base, oh my gosh, like Groom Lake, the whole area there. And S4, when you look at S4, say you were standing like 200 yards away from the S4 mountain, you would not be able to see the doorways. The actual doorways to the S4 facility are the mountain. What they did was they built the doorways kind of like the ones that slide apart, like the Starship Enterprise. They built the doorways, the hangar entry points, to look exact. They have greenery on them and dirt. Okay, it is the same landscaping as the side of the actual mountain itself, so you cannot see the doors. It's ingenious. But it is also a little bit exhausting. You know, it's just because, folks, I have gone where no man has gone before. That I can assure you. I've done probably more homework. The only person in the earth that I am aware of, on the entire earth, that has done more homework on our pre-existence as minor gods is Zen Garcia. And I praise God for him. But when it comes to the alien subject, the Lord told me back in 2005 that I needed to focus on it. And look, my time has come. And I just got my Silent Invasion book by Ellen Crystal, The Shocking Discovery of a UFO Researcher. Discoveries. Can't wait to read that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So the next one up is very interesting. Now, remember, these are plucked out of hundreds and hundreds of reports. Oh, boy, are there a lot of reports. And oh, boy, are there a lot of conflicting statements, which are absolutely ridiculous. But we got to deal with what we got, right? The only way that you can keep your head together, I don't care what kind of news that you're investigating, whether it has to do with Israel, whether it has to do with the CIA, whether it has to do with the United States Senate and House, completely backing Israel on everything that they decide to do, the slaughter of human beings, the wiping out of greater Israel, all these different things that are happening around the world, it does not matter. It does not matter. All of these things are flooded with information and false information and counterintelligence. Don't bother to look at the comments. They're there for a purpose, and that's to throw you off the scent. Oh, wow. So the one I'm going to play for you right now, it's a couple of people that are driving down the road in a car, and they turned the radio. They were scanning for something to listen to. And their radio locked on to a strange noise. It's very reminiscent of the movie. I'm trying to think of the name of the movie. Signs. There you go. Signs, where the little kid was using the baby monitor, and it was like they were the aliens were talking to each other, going like. And they could hear the aliens, and it freaked them out. So they got like an early warning, and then the kids were wearing the tinfoil hats and hiding in the closet. It was a great movie. Definitely one of the best movies that my brain is fried, folks. It has been I even bought a specialized neck massager, okay, a kneading massager, because I had to work so hard and so long, over 106 pages on the one, and over, 12 to 15 slides on the exec deck, and I got to turn those over to quality assurance and peer review on Monday. Then I pray a lot. Please pray for me. I pray every single morning on my knees in tears, and I beseech God to anoint with a tenfold blessing anyone who even lifts me up by name, even a little bit, because I need that prayer real bad. And I'm praying for you too. May we all, in Jesus' name, be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass. And guess what? We can see them all happening right now, so we know it's coming. Don't forget the scripture that says, men's hearts failing them for fear of those things coming upon the earth. What could they be? Oh, yeah, we can watch Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It'll show us. And a really interesting movie, too. All right, so these people are driving down the road, and their phone locks in on FM 106.7. Is that AM or FM? I don't know. Had to be FM, I think, but I'm not sure. But anyway, let's listen to this. Let's hear what they heard. And boy, the TikTokers are going to be mad because the Congress is talking about getting rid of TikTok. They are going to be angry. They might actually burn down the White House with Trump in it. Okay? You don't want to mess with the TikTokers. But anyway, listen to this. They filmed this. They pointed it at their radio, and they wanted people to hear what they were hearing on this particular channel. Listen to this. Somebody had made a comment, of course, one of the trolls or one of the counterintelligence people, and said, oh, that's impossible. A car doesn't have that frequency response in it. Once again, exacerbated, tired from a long week. Thank you for your prayers. Once again, we have to deal with people that just don't have enough sandwiches for the picnic. If you know what I mean. And it's exacerbating. I have an Infiniti FX35. Now, granted, it's a classic. It's 2004. But I'm here to tell you it has one of the best Bose stereo systems ever made. And anybody who says that you cannot have a car that responds that low has never gone with me anywhere in my FX35. The subwoofer in the back of that car, enough said. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Then don't forget about this. I want to play this for you. We're not going to listen to the whole thing, but you can if you go to tribulation-now and go to the section just below that where it says 2025 is when the darkness reveals itself. See the Alice Bailey prediction right here, and let's listen now.
Let me quote the occult world directly.
Now, Walter Veith, Dr. Walter Veith.
Alice A. Bailey, 2025 hierarchy will manifest itself.
Listen.
Now, this is interesting. Now, Alice A. Bailey is basically the prophetess for the United Nations.
Yes.
She is the one that followed Blavatsky.
Yes.
Now, when I was still involved in all of these things, I was pertinently told by one of the highest channels in the world that if you are a student of Blavatsky, then you have arrived.
Yes.
Now, this is a personal experience. And Alice A. Bailey, of course, Temple of Understanding and all of these things in the United Nations, they are schooled. The whole education system is schooled on Alice A. Bailey. Let's have a look at this quote. It comes from her book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy. Maybe we must explain who the hierarchy is.
Mm-hmm. Externalization.
The hierarchy are those spiritual master entities that run the world from behind the scenes. This is a reality.
Now, I got to stop here for a second. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul starts out, he's spanking the second Thessalonican church because they were misbehaving. He said, stop knocking off doing, I'm summarizing totally, stop knocking off doing all the wacky stuff that you're doing as if the day of Christ has come. Do you realize that the day of Christ is the rapture? That's the only place that term is used in the entire Holy Bible, to the best of my knowledge. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. And then he goes, the day of Christ will not come until you fit. First there's a falling away, and then the man of sin will be revealed, and there will be power, signs, and lying wonders. And then it gets capped off with the 2 Thessalonians 2:11b, where it says, and God will send a strong delusion whereby they will believe the lie. It'll deceive even the elect if that were possible. But it's not. What's the lie? That they are our creators. They even have images, memes out there on Twitter with a giant mothership hovering over Bethlehem and a big white ray of light shooting down onto a building. And the three wise men on camels surrounding it and waiting for Jesus to be born. They're already greasing the rails. The lies. Making the lies bigger than life. Because it's on us. See, think about it. We get the third seal progressing. Global financial collapse. We've already lost the petrodollar. Trump thinks he's going to get it back by bullying everybody. That ain't going to work. All right, then we've got, that's the third seal. Then we've got the fourth seal. Okay, never mind the fifth seal. That's not an actual event that happens on the earth. That's more of an observation that's happening in the heavens ultimately. And then the fourth seal is the beginning of World War III, because the horse, you know, is, you know, behold a green, you know, pale horse, and the horse is death, and 25% of the earth will experience death, and even the beast of the earth will be involved. What's 25% of the earth? The West. And what's been getting destroyed by Obama, the Antichrist? The West. Canada, the European Union, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, probably Tasmania. But if I was going to run away to someplace, I think it would be Tasmania. That is a really whacked out country. They got some strange stuff. It's like an alien island on the earth. It's very strange. Yeah. Australia, New Zealand, all that's 25% of the earth right there, the West, and it's being destroyed. It's being dismantled right now. Oh, but we're safe. Donald Trump is going to... Okay, enough said. All right, so not only do you have the revealing of the darkness predicted in 1953 from Alice Bailey, who's, you know, the proprietor of Lucis Trust. It was called Lucis Trust because they changed the name, because it was originally Lucifer Trust. But people started catching on. It's getting a bad name. Not good. So they said, you know what? Let's have a little meeting. Yeah, we're going to rename the organization to Lucis Trust. That'll throw them off the scent. Just like the mainstream media reports that are coming out saying these are manned objects and they're fully authorized to be in there. Don't pay them no attention. You know, I'm just getting this Gomer Pyle moment, you know. Surprise. You know what I mean? I know you do. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So then, hold on a second. Let me just see here. There's some really great stuff here. Oh, man, I got to get back. I got to get the Gomer Pyle thing up here. There's the Black Sun one. Oh, man, there's so many great sound effects. Wait a minute, atomic bomb. Oh, here it is.
Surprise.
Oh, and this is the best one. What they should do is between the reports about the, quote, drones. I'm sorry, I couldn't contain myself. They should put this.
You can't handle the truth.
That'll work out pretty good. All right, so after the Alice Bailey revealing thing from 1953, for 2025, mind you, never mind that, you know, Chamil from Belgium found that vision on the internet that said the calendar, the vision was of a calendar, and January was full of stuff, and February was full of stuff, and March was full of stuff, and April was full of stuff, and then June, they flip it up, and it's blank, and all the other... months afterwards were blank. Why would they be blank? 2025. Could it be a Shavuot wedding for all of us? The counting of the Omer, which are sheaves of barley. Pentecost? Anyone? So anyway, compare this to the, and this is also on tribulationnow.com in the same article that I mentioned earlier, compare this post regarding the opening of the five, listen to this carefully, quote, five sacred portals by the Pope. This is called, listen to this, the rite of recognition. According to this person by the name of Jay Anderson, he says, breaking, Pope to open 5 sacred portals on Christmas Eve this year. This ritual has never been done before. Now, there are people out there that are trolls and counterintelligent people, and they want to throw you off the trail and say, no. Watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving that day. I just want to rip my spleen out with a shrimp fork. I can't take it anymore. But anyway, I'm hanging in there. Thank you for your prayers. But he said, Pope to open 5 sacred portals on Christmas Eve. This ritual has never been done before. See, some people are out there saying, yes, it has. It's every 25 years, blah, 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 blah. I would submit that that is a lie from the devil. And I think it's the unique nature, the exact date, Christmas Eve, all that kind of thing. It says the door of St. Peter's was sealed shut by a wall of bricks. But on December 2nd, they were ripped down to ready the door as part of the, are you ready for this? Quote, the rite of recognition. All right, hold on a second. This calls for something. Oh, darn, we're at the 1 hour mark. Hold on a second. Deep. I gotta bring my thing over here and go to number 4. And I'm almost there. Number 4. I gotta hit this. Hello? That's no good. Hello? Okay, that's no good either. All right, then I gotta come over to the effects. Oh. Hello? Oh, wait, it's supposed to be on number 4. How did it get over to number 18? I sound like an alien. Hello? Ah, there it is. Okay. We have the appropriate big room sound. Very good. It's called the Rite of Recognition. The Rite of Recognition. That's scary. Okay, enough of that. All right, next is the last but not least, yes, the last one. Then see the comments on this copper/brass-colored ball sculptures worldwide. Same guy posts, yes, this is an ancient presence on Earth. You can bet your sweet bippy on that. The Anunnaki were here. I know that there are books out there that claim that the Anunnaki were not here in mining gold, and I say, well, where's my Bic lighter? You know, all I can say is I sure hope it's in paperback version so I can toss it into a whatever. All right, so he says, then he goes on, he says, yes, it is connected to the higher states of consciousness. So this guy's obviously a New Ager. And he points to those brass ball mothership Death Star copper-colored, brass-colored sculptures that are all around the world. And I shared it with Tatiana, the girl that was growing up in the Ukraine and set me straight real early on when the whole Nazi thing was going on with Russia. Turns out she has a photograph of herself. Somebody that she was with must have taken it of her from behind. And there she is standing there staring at one of them. I wonder if that was a coincidence or not. Albert Einstein said, a coincidence is simply God's way of staying anonymous. God bless you all. Thank you all for joining us tonight. I appreciate your patience as I was muddling through, chiseling my way through this crazy week. And I'm about to get tossed into the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego next week. Woohoo! Can't hardly wait. Thank you all for joining us. God bless you all. And have a blessed weekend. I'll probably do another show over the weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye.
majesty, greater than any kingdom that has ever ruled this earth. Your glory shines brighter than any star or light the world has ever seen. Matchless, unchanging, untainted, perfect in all.